We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Shnei Gittin Shekosvun Zeh Bitzad Zeh. They wrote two Gittin side by side. Everyone was trying to save on paper, cutting the paper, I have no idea why. But they wrote two different Gittin on one piece of paper. One on the right side, one on the left side. Two Gittin. Vishnayim Edim Ivrim Bom Takazel Takazel. And Edim signed on the bottom, Ruvain Ben Yaakov on the bottom, and going from one get to the other get, Ruvain Ben Yaakov Eid. That's what it said. And the next one said, Shimon Ben Yaakov Eid. Two in a row, two Edim Ivrim. Metakazel Takazel. Vishnayim Edim Yavonim Bom Takazel Takazel. And two Edim Yavonim, Rashi says they were Jews, Yisraelim, but they lived in Yavon. And Yavon, when they write your name, Ruvain ben Yaakov, what you mean to say is, your name is Yaakov and your father is Ruvain. That's how they write it. So there, they wrote the names on the bottom. That was Yosef ben Shimon and Yachzel ben Naftali. And but it meant that the first name was on the left side. The first name was on the left side. So Shneim Edim Yivonim Bo'em Takazel Takazel. So Esha Edim Marishay Nikrim Imay Kosher. The right side is good because it has two Edim. And the left side is no good. The left side has Edim also because it has two Yivonim Edim. They're starting on the left side. But there are two rows on the bottom. We'll see why it's not good. That should be good, really. The two rows, it's being good on the bottom. So halacha is that Edim Marishay Nikrim Imay Kosher. The halacha is that there it's kosher. They're both possible. What does it mean, Echad Ivri Ve'Echad Yevani? Let me just concentrate. What's Echad Ivri Ve'Echad Yevani? Well, it means like this. The first one had Echad Ivri. So it was signed Ruvain ben Yaakov. Now the second aid was a Yevani aid. So he didn't start on the word Ruvain because he was signing on the first one. He was signing the first one. So he started at the end of the line. At the end of the line, it said Yosef ben Shimon. So Shimon's the aid. So at the end of the second line, he put the word Yosef. That's under the second get, but he's not doing the second get. He's putting his first name under the first get. So he's right, Yosef ben Shimon. So on the first get, it says Ruvain and ben Shimon, and that's the aid Ivri and aid Yevani. Then the next aid, Yisrael signed Kahas ben Levi. That was on the left side, and then the bottom way aid signed the cross. It was Yavon. So he signed the cross. Now automatically, his father's name, whatever it's not the father's name, his name was on the left side. It was Eid Ivri, Eid Yevani. So concentrate. Eid Ivri, the first one signs like regularly. He's writing from get one to two, straight line. Ruvain ben Shimon. So Ruvain's under the first get. The next one is the Yevani. If he writes Yosef ben Shimon under there, so then he'll be under the second get. So he starts at the end of the second get, Yosef, then ben Shimon. What? He's signing the first get. He is signing the first get. So what's his first name? Yosef ben Shimon, what's his first name?
Shimon.
So where should it be? Under the first get. So what he can't start on under the word Ruvain, Yosef, and Shimon, will be under the second get. He starts at the end of the line, under Yaakov, he starts Yosef, then Ben Shimon, under the first get.
Okay.
Good. You got that? Eid Ivri, Eid Yevani. The next one. So now Kahas starts on Kahas now is an Ivri. He starts on the left side because he's an Ivri. He writes Kahas, Ben Levi. And then the bottom one writes Kipsuta Yavam, because that means that his name will be under the left side. That's the case. And it says here, they're all possible. Why? Great question. The Gemara will ask the question, Oma Vix. So now we have the first case of the Mishnah where we have two Edim Ivrim, two Edim Vanim, and that's what we'll talk about first. Okay? So the first case is, you have Ruvain ben Yaakov Eid under the two Gittin. And we're saying that only the right side is kosher, not the left skip again. Why not? Because we said it's skip two lines. We'll see why it's no good, but skip two lines. Why don't you say, get number one, the right side is kosher, the word Ruvain, name Ruvain. And the second side is Ben Yaakov Eid. Da'atnan, Ben Ish Pliny Eid kosher. It says later on in the Mishnah Beis, if someone writes, I'm Ben Yaakov Eid, it's kosher. And for the Gemara, the Chsiv Ruvain ben Akama. On the first one, it said the Ruvain and the word Ben. And the second one is Yaakov Eid, Abasra. For the Gemara, Veleskasha hai be Ruvain ben, let the right side be kosher Ruvain ben. And Rashi, for some reason, learns that Ruvain ben would mean that I'm Ben Ruvain, because why are you saying the word Ben? Veleskasha hai be Yaakov Eid. And Yaakov, and the other side be Yaakov Eid. The Tanan ish plenty Eid is kosher. And for the Gemara, Loikosav Eid. You didn't write the word Eid. Now Rashi explains, really Mishnah Amud Beis, that when you write your name Ruvain ben Shimon, you don't need the word Eid. But when you Reuben and Yaakov, Reuben and Yaakov, you don't write eight. If you write Reuben itself has to aid, or you say Ben Yaakov alone has to aid, but Reuben and Yaakov do not have to say aid. So the Gemara's Teretz is here, didn't write aid. Why is the kosher down the right there? Because Reuben and Yaakov is going together, al kosher, didn't say aid. Reuben and Yaakov is the aid of here, because he didn't write the word aid. Now, so, okay, that's one Teretz, we'll speak out of kosher in a second. But boy is saying, Malim kosher of aid, v'yedina b'hoch asim lav Yaakovu. You know that that's not Yaakov. What was the kosher? It says Reuben ben on one side, and Yaakov on the other side. We see that chasima is Reuben's chasima, not Yaakov's chasima. So therefore, it can't be two, it's one aid, one person. It's the same person signed there, signed there. That's our Gemara. Now, the Gemara is to Kopela. The Gemara Kasha, Vlaskasha hai Beruvain, and this would be Yaakov Aid. Or the Gemara's Kasha is, this would be Kasha Beruvain Ben, and this would be Kasha Yaakov Aid. The first one doesn't say Aid. That's Kasha. The right side doesn't say Aid. It doesn't say where Aid is. It says Reuven or Reuven Ben, and both of them don't say Aid. You need to have to say Aid there. So look at Top Tyson as the Kasha. Top Tyson says, Tay Malari. Heichlas Kasha Beruvain, Haloy Tanaela Ishplani Aid Kasha. It says, only if you say Aid Kasha. It's plain Blay Aid Law. By Marie, the pshitle the Reuven koyya ben Yaakov ad the basrei. If he looks at basrei, the Reuven aid. That word aid at the end is going back on the whole line. So that's possible. We assume the last word aid is going back on everything. That's how it would work. Well, that's one choice as well.
We want the ben Yaakov to be. He's only signing on the Reuven ben Yaakov signing on the first get.
Right, so the Marcus was that maybe Reuven signing on the first get, and there's someone else, Yaakov, signing on the second get. That's what the Mar is asking. Mar answers, second Thursday, that we saw a different signature. But Rashi said, when it said Reuven Ben, it meant someone Ben Reuven. So you could have just said that it was the same person signing twice. Once you say that, it could be the same person, L'chair, it's a Pella. L'chair, if you're Rashi, Reuven Ben meant the son of Reuven, so maybe he was Yaakov, maybe it was the same person, Taka signing. That's a little bit of Kasha on Rashi, which Tosfos deals with. But upon him, in any case, we're saying over here two truths. Either didn't say Eid at all, or because you see that Yaakov's Chasima is not a Chasima. Right to Gemara, Vedilma, one side is Reuven Ben, and the second side says Yaakov, but there, you're right, it's not a new signature. Maybe it's him himself, and he's signing his name, Yaakov. He's signing his name, Yaakov. Why? Because he's using his father's name as a simon. He's signing the name of his father. He doesn't write his father's name instead of his own name. Maybe he's just making it into a simon, not even using his father's name, he's using it as a simon. For example, the Rav, when he made a signature, Tzaya Kavra, he made a picture of a fish. Rav Charina Charusa, he used a branch of a dekel tree, a palm tree. That's what he signed. Rav Chista Samach, he put a Samach in. Rav Yishaya Ayin, he used the Ayin. Rav Huna Tzaya Makusa, which was a mast. So the Mara says, no, Lechatz Venishal Shvili Shvadavu Isman. Let's make his father's name into a simon. Okay, so that takes care of that. Now the Gemara's kasha is the kasha we're waiting for. So on the right side, we have two in a row Edim Ivrim. On the left side, we have two in a row Edim Ivanim. Now remember, Edim Ivanim are signing backwards. So their name is under the left get. Why is the left get good? Right, the Gemara, Vaskasha, Hai Vashte Edim Ivanim. Why isn't it, skip the line, Vaskasha, Hai Vashte Edim Ivrim, Vaskasha, Hai Vashte Edim Ivanim. Let this one be kasha to Edim Ivrim, and this one be kasha Vashte Edim Ivanim. That's now, look at the Mishnah. Get your kasha Ivris. So get that's written in the language of Ivris and the Edom Yevanim, or Yevanis Veid of Ivris is kosher. So what's the problem? Oh, v'chit hemi. Tell me, what the problem is? Kivin muflug u'shnei shittim. Since it's missing, it's two lines later. But that's not a problem. Lo yevam rochiskiya melo b'kreivim kosher. As long as those lines are full, there's no worry. There's a t'nai in there. So then, even if you fill it with kreivim, it's kosher. So what's the problem? Okay, what's the problem?
Maybe they came after.
What?
Maybe they came out.
They wouldn't sign. Well, they're signing on something. They're signing on something, right? They're signing left side. What's the problem?
It's confusing.
What?
It's confusing.
What? It's confusing. Why is it confusing?
It's confusing.
That's not a psul. So far, no psul in the shtar called confusing. There's no Shalom Malchus. We have Shema V'Shema. No confusing. There's no psul. That's the Maros Kasha. I'm saying, is that a confusing the problem? And you're asking later, so what? There's no t'nai in there. The old problem was, there's something else in there. There was a t'nai there. Give me $1 million. No, it says there's something signed in there. And there's made a special clap. You can't erase things. So I go, pardon, that's the kasha. So I go, you know what? Hatani ziri k'shem k'shem. Ziri, we learned in his Mishnah, both are kasha taka. Well, what's that non-Mishnah? Matana didon, dil magundlis chasim, makula chara duchsimi. You know what we're worried about? We're worried these Yevanim maybe signed like a Ivri. They saw the two top Ivrim signing Yosef, Reuven ben Yaakov. So they saw, you know what? I want to be like that also. I'm also writing Yosef and Shimon, and my first name is Yosef. So therefore, I'm under all the right get. That's the word. Gundlus means someone who changes his way of doing something normally. Normally, he goes the other way. But here, since he saw two Ivrim sign like that, maybe he signed that way also. So everything is on one get. That's what we're worried about. So I think more about that. In the Mishnah, it said, Erech Ivri Bechi Yevani, that it's not, both of them are possible. Now remember, they both signing correctly. They had Ivri signing on the right side, and the Yevani is also switched around his chesima to make it under the right side, like we spoke at. And same thing on the left side. So what's the psalm over here? The Tanan says in the Mishnah later on, it's on this Mishnah, kosher. It's kosher, so what's the problem? So the Gemara, you're right. Ziri turned over his whole Mishnah. Is it Shneim Ksherim? I are Tana. The Tana did on Dilma Gundalis Chosim. But Tlos Achad, Achad, Achad. Worried that one of those Yevonim, or one of those people, they signed the wrong way. And Rashi explains. On one side is that maybe the first guy signed like he's supposed to, and the Yevoni then signed like the Seder Ivri. So if he signed like that, remember the way it looked was that it started under the left side. But maybe he signed like an Ivri, so he signed on the left side. The second, then now the third guy is an Ivri, he signed clearly under the left side. And the last guy, the Yevoni, signed Karegula. So it turns out you have three on one side now. Because the second one, who looks like he's signing, a Yevoni guy signing on the right side, he did it like Ivri-ish, so he's on left side. So you have three of them on left side. That's one side. Right, yeah. He's still signing like that.
Mixed up.
No, maybe he wants to sign left side then. He's signing left side. That maybe would happen. And or so maybe then match to the left side. No, but maybe the three on the right side. The three on the right side. Rashi says, Hashem, Yavon Rishon Kedarke Chosim, and that's all on the right side. And the last Yavon, here's one of the Gundlis. He's all on the right side also, so you have three on the right side then. Either three on the left side, three on the right side, therefore it's not kosher. Duma Gundl Chosim and Klos Achad, V'chad Achad, therefore it's not kosher. Zok the new Mishnah. Shire mixes a get, the kosher with Afasheni. The guy was writing a get, and he used up space, let's say. And he finished the rest of the get on the left side. All one get. And it's Edom signed under that. Because of Shani, but Edom Amata kosher, it's kosher, no problem. It's kosher. We'll see in the we'll talk about this. Next case. Chos mo Edom v'reish adaf, or minatzar, oy me'achrov, beget poshet posel. If you sign again, you have to sign on the bottom after the words. If you sign on top of the words, or you sign on the side of the on the side of the script, or on back of the get, all those cases are posel. Beget poshet. Beget mekusher, taki you sign on the back of the get, but beget poshet. Hikiv Rosh Hashazah B'sah Rosh Hashazah. Hikiv means you put it close. You wrote two getin on one star, but you put one head of one get keneged the other across from the other head of the get. The Rosh of one get was facing the other Rosh of the other get.
Previous Mishnah?
No, because this is back to back. They were side by side, the previous Mishnah. Here, look at it as a long rectangle, like a building, and on top is written one get. Backwards, you know, upside down, yeah. But head to head, it was head to head. Did halacha is hikiv roish shazeh betzad roish shazeh va'edim emtzah edim in middle shneim psulim. And the reason is shneim psulim is because the edim not writing either one either way, because if they're either on top of a ksav or they're on top of a ksav or they're both of a ksav, right? They're on top of a ksav. It doesn't work. Top of a ksav doesn't work. Yeah, roish doesn't work. They're both puzzle. If one's written regular, the Saif, and then at the end, there's the one written the other way. So it's Saif connected Saif, feet connected feet, then the Eidim Be'em Tzai, the Eidim Be'em Kosher. The Eidim that's are read with one of them, therefore it's Kosher. Rosh Hashazah B'tzai Saif Hashazah. If you have a get written, then another get written under it. So the Eidim Be'em Tzai, the Eidim Be'em Saif is Kosher. If the Eidim written on the end, that one is Kosher. Get your kosher ivri is v'edim yivanis, or yivanis v'edim ivri, erachet ivri v'echet yivani. It means all Jewish edim, but different nationalities, and a different way of writing. The loch is, it's kosher. Ksav sefer v'ed is kosher. The case where you wrote the ksav sefer and the ed is kosher. And we have before already what that means exactly. Machlekes means ksav v'chsam. We'll see later on in the Gemara again. Ish Pliny Aid is kosher. You're right. My name is Ish Pliny Aid kosher. Ben Ish Pliny Aid kosher. Ish Pliny Ben Ish Pliny like kosher. It's kosher. If you write your name and your father, if you don't need the word aid. V'kacha nekiyah das b'shlayim ma'isim. Nekiyah das, who didn't write an extra word, they used to write it this way because they left the word, they wrote the name, their name, the father's name, without the word aid. Kosav chanichasai, manichanichasai, kosher. Right. Yeah, but I guess they want to give the father covered, the father, the chosav father. Kosav chanichasai, manichanichasai, kosher. That if you write your last name, it's also kosher. Chanichasai means like a nickname for the family. The family is called Goldsmith, they can write Goldsmith. So that's the halacha, that chanichasai also works. Or chanichasai, that works in the star. You don't have to write the father's name. If you write the Shem Levi, Shem Hashpacha Kula, the Rashi says, that's good also. If you write Rachel Goldsmith, that's good. Zakta Gemara, instead in the ratio of the Mishnah, Shaya mix saget, the kosher v'daf hasheni, v'edim al-mata, is kosher. That means you finish writing on the left side, and the edim side on the bottom, the halacha is it's kosher. V'leichos, duma hani tre gitte hava. Why don't you worry? There really were two separate gitte. The bottom of the first get had a star, had a tnai on it, that you have to give $400,000, and the edim side on the bottom. And the left side was another get with edim. So the guy figured, you know, I can't, you know, I whatever, one of them, she or he, whatever, so I don't want this tonight anymore. So what he did was, we're going to cut the get on the bottom here, and let it finish up over there. And we made it that it works out, the words end here, start over there. We worked it out perfectly. Which means the end of the, this one, you lined up with the Eidim the Basra, the Gazil Zman the Basra, the Eidim the Kama, and you cut off the Zman of the Basra. Zman is just referring to the rest of the get, that's what Zman means. The Gazil Zman the Basra, you cut off the Zman of the left side, the Eidim on the right side, and now you should even that out there, and you have here a get on this side with Eidim on the other side, and the Eidim is signed on this get. There's space, empty space in the bottom of the right get. There's empty space. So you know nothing else is written there. He must have been. He just went to the next column without finishing the bottom. The empty space in the bottom. You couldn't cut it, you didn't cut off. Huh?
Is that kosher?
That's kosher, yeah. You left Berach Mat, that's kosher.
Well, it's like you're adding words.
But you didn't. But they didn't add words. So it's kosher. Right, they could have, but they might say they didn't. So therefore, that's kosher. But Dilma Zman de Basra. Maybe you're right, on this side is nothing else, but on the other side there was a get. Maybe on this side he started writing the get and he stopped mid sentence. You know why? He started only give a get. Then on the left side he had a full get there, someone else had a full get there, and they cut off a top. So they were not signing this get. There's Revach Mal, so you know that there's nothing on top there. Frank the Gemara, maybe he really backed out. On the right side, the space on the bottom, he wrote again, he stopped writing it. On the other side also, there was a Nimlach, whatever it was. And they didn't write the get there. And the Maisa, now he matched them both up together. And the problem is that it's not a good get because it was signed on something else. Or because that wasn't signed this get, that was Nimlach. Or it's a problem of Nichta, but you have Nichta Mlach Hazman. Rashi says, another Pesha, maybe you'll be like, you're worried, maybe that Edom signed a different time. Since it's Revach Mamata, looks like they signed a different time, something fishy over here. So maybe that was the case. And for the Gemara, the cost of a Re'at Milmata, Materas Lamaila. Instead of Re'at here, Materas on top. So such a continuation, you don't stop in the middle of Re'at and change your mind. And then you finish, someone else wrote Materas there. That doesn't happen already. Right, the Gemara, maybe it did happen. Don't assume relay. Kuli alakashi, not chayshu so much. So that's one teretz. Not chayshu so much. They have a sechli dibur yuchayzi. Rav Ashi Yomar, the idea bay mitchasa de megilta. Rav Ashi is different teretz. He says that you see on the bottom that there was no, that around the get, there was no claf besides for that. There was no claf on the top, let's say. Now you always want to cut off the top. Everything around the whole claf was clear, was not cut. Because when they make a claf, at the end they thin it out with racks, it holds it down. So they could tell it was not cut. So therefore, there's no chash over here here that it's the new teretz in the whole kasha. There's no chash to cut it because it was clearly it was not cut. But Rashi does add on that you have to say there's no revach milmata and there's no kasha mluchim imlich. There was no revach milmata, so there's no reason to say he backed out. And there's no chash to cut it either because it was clearly it was not cut. So he went straight from here to here. The kasha was maybe he cut it. No, he didn't cut it. The kasha was maybe he backed out. Since there's no revach milmata, there's no reason to think he changed his mind. And therefore, the halacha is, it's kosher in such a case, both this get, even though it's written on Daf HaSheni, like the Mishnah says, it's kosher.